Back here on the DDC on this gorgeous Friday here in Nashville. Darren McFarland, Derek Mason with you. The outrage has not been exactly what we thought today. There are people who are still mad, but it's not overwhelming like I thought it would be. I thought it would be an avalanche of, I shouldn't say avalanche, Predators, you know, just played it. Maybe that's going to be the first round opponent. A tidal wave of, oh my gosh, A.J. Brown. How could you trade him away? Let's go to Philadelphia. Let's bring in Elliot Shore Parks, who is the Eagles reporter for WIP. He now joins us. Elliot, what was the reaction in Philadelphia?
People were thrilled. I mean, this is a city and a team that has been looking for a number one receiver really since, you know, probably Terrell Owens, you know, back in 2004. They've had good receivers since then, but they haven't had a guy that's come to the team with this resume and this level of accomplishment in a long time. So you look at all the receivers that have changed teams this offseason and then really last offseason as well. Eagles fans were definitely very frustrated that none of them made their way to Philadelphia. I don't think anybody thought A.J. Brown was going to be the one that did eventually come to the Eagles. But, yeah, fans are thrilled about it.
We, of course, talked a lot in this market about the video that surfaced last weekend with him working out with Jalen Hurts, and everybody's like, oh, hey, they're friends. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Nothing to see here. Did Jalen Hurts play a factor in this at all?
He did. He did. I mean, him and Howie have a very good, Howie Roseman, the Eagles general manager, have a good relationship. He's also, I know Jalen Hurts is really close with Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. So they do talk to him. They do, you know, ask, you know, or he reaches out to them probably more so. And he was working out with A.J. Brown, as you mentioned. They are close friends, but you know, I think they were involved in the recruiting process. Hurts tried to get Brown to come to Alabama. So, yeah, I mean, Hurts is definitely someone that had a role in this, and the fact that they were working out together, I'm sure the Eagles took that into consideration. It was just, you know, a little extra incentive to get the deal done.
I know, Elliot, Philadelphia is a very forgiving market. Will they forgive A.J. if he doesn't produce at a very, very, very high level at $25 million per year?
So I think really heading into next season, the pressure is on Jalen Hurts. I think that A.J. Brown comes to the Eagles with such a resume that if he were not to put up big numbers in the offense, I think Hurts will probably catch a lot of the blame. Heading into this season, you know, I think there's skepticism about Hurts, probably fair skepticism when it comes to whether or not he'll be able to take advantage of all the weapons this team has. I mean, they have now Devontae Smith, who certainly had a very promising rookie year, Dallas Goedert, who's one of the best pass-catching tight ends in the NFL. They had one of the best run offenses in the league. I say one of because I know the Titans, you know, had a pretty good run offense themselves. But the Eagles were certainly right up there with their ability to run on whoever they wanted. So if A.J. Brown comes in here and doesn't put up numbers, I don't think people are going to be upset at A.J. I think they'll view that as, you know, maybe Jalen Hurts isn't the guy.
What is, like, if you were to do a poll right now on WIP, what, and I'm sure you guys probably have, what are the results? What do the fans believe? That do they believe Jalen Hurts is a 17 game a year starter in the NFL, or do they not?
It's a great question. It's obviously one that's been discussed, you know, almost for a year now, really, in this city. I would say Hurts probably has a little more support than people that would say he's definitely not the guy. If you were to look at what he did last season, if before the year you said Jalen Hurts was going to be their starting quarterback and they were going to make the playoffs, I think anybody would have considered that a successful year. I think the over-under for wins last year for the Eagles was like 6.5. They ended up with 9 and they kind of, you know, didn't try for the last game. So they had a way better season than anybody expected, and their offense wasn't out of this world, but Jalen deserves credit for what he did. I mean, he really helped the running game. There were a lot of big throws he made throughout the year. He definitely needs to get more consistent as a passer. So I think a lot of people look at him in this city and say, there's so much to like. He was good at Oklahoma. He was good at Alabama. I mean, this is a guy that's really succeeded pretty much every level of, you know, high level of football he's ever been in. But I think there's skepticism about his ability to be a consistent passer. So, you know, now with A.J. Brown and with Devontae Smith, he really has no more excuse not to.
We'll talk with Elliot Shore Parks, WIP in Philly. Big trade yesterday, sending A.J. Brown to Philadelphia for picks. Now, where does this leave Devontae Smith, Elliot? Because he's a Heisman Trophy winner. They drafted him high last year with the assumption he would be their number one receiver. But obviously they felt they need something else, so they bring A.J. Brown in. Where does this put – I'm not saying they're done because the kid is amazing. He can flat-out play. But where does this put him? Is he still their number one receiver?
Well, in some ways it makes his life easier because you would assume if you're an opposing defense, if you're game planning for the Eagles, if you have a number one cornerback, you're probably putting him on A.J. Brown. So last year, Devontae, as a rookie, got those number one cornerbacks, and it certainly made his life more difficult. He's probably better for it. I mean, he still put up good numbers, and now he has a year of experience going against the team's top corner, but now that's probably not going to be the case. So I agree that if you're Devontae, you know, maybe you wake up this morning and at once the excitement wears off, you're like, okay, how is this going to impact me? Like, I'm working towards my big contract in the NFL. So I think there's probably fairly for him some concern about this, but I actually think with what the attention A.J. Brown's going to get from the defense, Devontae could end up putting up even better numbers when he goes against the team's number two corner this season as opposed to number one last year.
Now, John Robinson, the GM here, he indicated that, you know, it was only within the last 18 to 20 hours that he truly was serious about making the move to send A.J. Brown or trade A.J. Brown. Is that mm-hmm. the same timeline with Philadelphia and Howie Roseman?
So I know this is something the Eagles have had interest in. In terms of when the Titans seriously believed that, you know, they were willing to do it, it sounds like it was a contract thing between the Titans and A.J. Brown. Teron Davenport at ESPN, I'm sure you guys are familiar with, has done reporting on this morning saying that it was a contract thing. So maybe it was in the last 48 hours that the Titans really decided, look, this isn't a deal we're going to be able to get done. But I know from the Eagles' perspective, they've been in the market for a receiver. They tried to trade for Calvin Ridley before he was suspended. They tried to sign Christian Kirk for the Jaguars, gave him all that money. They were in on Allen Robinson. So I think A.J. Brown certainly is a player they've had an eye on. Howie Roseman does a great job of really just keeping, you know, all the information of what's going on in the league. So, yeah, they've had interest in acquiring him for some time. They liked him a lot coming out of the draft as well. Sounds like from the Titans' perspective, though, it really only became realistic that they would do it, you know, in the last few days.
Mm. Elliot, appreciate it. I just wanted to kind of get a feel of what it was like in Philadelphia. It was certainly pretty crazy here last night. Thanks for doing this.
Yep, no problem. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Elliot Shore Parks, Eagles reporter for WIP. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to John in Franklin. Wants to weigh in on AJ. John, what's up?
Hey, guys. So I've been going to the games since, you know, day one. Probably made 90% of the home games, traveled to some games. And I think what all of us are the most upset about is it's a pattern. It's a pattern with the Titans. When it comes time to pay somebody, there's never the money. If you look at what the Rams did last year, they spent the money that it took to win a Super Bowl. So what the Titans are signaling to me is, to the fans, is that we're not willing to spend the money it takes to win a Super Bowl. Because if they did, they would have spent the money on this guy.
Did they do it with Julio Jones last year, John?
They blew it. The other thing they've done is go after people like Julio Jones that have a track record. There was a lot of things being said that never even made the media about Julio Jones and how he only showed up to big games when he was at Atlanta. They knew that when they took him.
So you weren't
only
for
it. Play when he
you weren't for the move?
It was worth a try because they weren't doing anything else. But beyond that, no.
Right, but you're telling us that they're not going for that. They were going for it with Julio Jones.
They're not going for that type of person when it's Julio Jones 3 years prior or whenever maybe he would have been. Maybe that was the first time he was available. Whenever he was available.
John, the reaction from everybody was overwhelmingly yes, yes, yes. People went nuts.
Because people were desperate for somebody that hopefully could do it. We never go get that player like the Rams did last year. They get players in their prime. And so the Adams family, this is what I've been saying for years, and I will continue to say it. Until they do not own the team, we will not win a Super Bowl. It's got to be somebody willing to spend, and I've just put it on Facebook, cut two or three other starters, but you keep that guy.
What would you pay him?
Cut a couple of starters.
What would you pay him?
He said he would have took $22 million.
So you give him $22
million? Yes, because he's in the prime. We've never – tell me the player that we've kept that was in the prime – or the player we've gone after. We got Thigpen, Dunn, We got a Moss, done. Tell me the player we went and got when he was at his prime and he was considered an elite number one receiver. That's the one position we've never really filled. We've had quarterbacks with McNair, and now we've had a quarterback that turned out it was a good match. But we've never had a quarterback, I mean a wide receiver, and no offense to your co-host there, but we've never had one that's considered Tyreek Hill or someone like that. They never will go spend the money for someone. And then here you've got one.
Well, I beg to differ. I beg to differ. I was a top-flight receiver. Just so you know, the numbers bear it out.
You were a top-flight receiver, yes. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. But you weren't a name in the NFL.
Yeah, I was a name in the NFL.
You were a superstar.
I was a name in the NFL, absolutely.
Okay, you were a name, but were you a superstar?
I was a superstar, absolutely.
Okay, well, then I'll have to agree to disagree.
Well, it's kind of hard for you to say that AJ's a superstar when AJ's ceiling right now is 70 catches and Derrick had 100 or more catches in how many seasons?
Derrick wasn't a really good player.
No, John.
A really good player.
No.
Derrick, will you be,
John.
Will Derrick be in the Hall of Fame?
Be in the Hall of Fame.
Are two different things.
Is AJ going to be in the Hall of Fame? Is AJ?
Probably. Yes.
I disagree with that. I don't believe he will be. Could be. I don't believe it.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
But they just won't spend the money at the right time. And you can't listen to Vrabel. You can't listen to Robinson. You got to know who they work for.
Okay. We'll talk about it. I like the call. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good discussion. We'll come back and wrap up the third hour with that because there's obviously some things we disagree on, but there's some things in there that I think I could sign up for. We'll do that next.